Just try to sit as close as possible. Fill up all the gaps in between, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. صبر الأنصار رضي الله عنهم عن اللذات الدنيوية والأمتعة الفانية والرضا بالله تعالى وبرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم قصة الأنصار رضي الله عنهم في فتح مكة المكرمة أخرج الإمام أحمد عن عبد الله بن رباح قال وفدت وفود إلى معاوية أنا فيهم وأبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وذلك في رمضان فجعل بعضنا يصنع لبعض طعام قال وكان أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه يكثر ما يدعونا قال هاشم يكثر أن يدعونا إلى رحله قال فقلت ألا أصنع طعاما فأدعوهم إلى رحلي قال فأمرت بطعام يصنع فلقيت أبا هريرة من العشاء قال قلت يا أبا هريرة الدعوة عندي الليلة قال أسبقتني قال هاشم قلت نعم فدعوتهم فهم عندي فقال أبو هريرة ألا أعلمكم بحديث من حديثكم يا معشر الأنصار قال فذكر فتح مكة قال أقبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل مكة قال فبعث الزبير رضي الله عنه على إحدى المجنبتين وبعث خالدا رضي الله عنه على المجنبة الأخرى وبعث أبا عبيدة رضي الله عنه على الحسر وأخذوا بطن الوادي ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كتيبته وقد وبشت قريش أو باشها قال قالوا نقدم هؤلاء فإن كان لهم شيء كنا معهم وإن أصيبوا أعطيناه الذي سألنا قال أبو هريرة فنظر فرآني فقال يا أبا هريرة قلت لبيك يا رسول الله فقال اهتف لي بالأنصار ولا يأتيني إلا أنصاري فهتفت بهم فجاءوا فأطافوا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أترون إلى أوباش قريش وأتباعهم ثم قال بيديه إحداهما على الأخرى احصدوهم حصدا حتى توافوني بالصفا قال فقال أبو هريرة فانطلقنا فما يشاء واحد منا أن يقتل منهم ما شاء إلا قتله وما أحد منهم يوجه إلينا منهم شيئا قال فقال أبو سفيان يا رسول الله أبيحت خضراء قريش لا قريش بعد اليوم قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أغرق بابه فهو آمن ومن دخل دار أبي سفيان فهو آمن قال فغلق الناس أبوابهم قال وأقبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الحجر فاستلمه ثم طاف بالبيت قال وفي يده قوس آخذ بسية القوس قال فأتى في طوافه على صنم إلى جنب البيت يعبدونه قال فجعل يطعن بها في عينه ويقول جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا قال ثم أتى الصفا فعلاه حيث ينظر إلى البيت فرفع يديه فجعل يذكر الله بما شاء أن يذكره ويدعوه قال والأنصار تحته قال يقول بعضهم لبعض أما الرجل فأدركته رغبة في قريته ورأفة بعشيرته قال أبو هريرة وجاء الوحي وكان إذا جاء لم يخف علينا فليس أحد من الناس يرفع طرفه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يقضى قال هاشم فلما قضي الوحي رفع رأسه ثم قال يا معشر الأنصار أقلتم أما الرجل فأدركته رغبة في قريته ورأفة بعشيرته قالوا قلنا ذلك يا رسول الله قال فما اسمي إذن كلا إني عبد الله ورسوله هاجرت إلى الله وإليكم فالمحيا محياكم والممات مماتكم قال فأقبلوا إليه يبكون ويقولون والله ما قلنا الذي قلنا إلا الظن بالله ورسوله. قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله ورسوله يصدقانكم ويعذرانكم. الأنصار رضي الله عنهم المهاجرين وذا صحابة الكرام from مكة مكرمة they migrated, made hijrah from مكة مكرمة and they went over to Medina Munawwara when it was difficult to practice the deen of Allah in مكة مكرمة. It was difficult to give دعوة in مكة مكرمة. The command of Allah came, make hijrah to Medina Munawwara. The people of Medina Munawwara were the Ansar, the helpers of the deen of Allah. Allah Pak tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. There's two categories in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either you're a muhajir or an ansar. Either you're out in the path of Allah. If you're not out in the path of Allah, you're at home. You're helping those that are out in the path of Allah and you're preparing to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The helpers of the deed of Allah. So the Ansar of Medina, what was their qualities and how they restrained themselves from the comforts of the dunya, from the temporary material things of this world, and they put forward and gave preference to the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The incident of the Ansar radiallahu anhu on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. Abdullah bin Rabah, rahmatullah alayhi wa tabi'i, he says that many delegations came to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu when he was in Sham. And myself and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, we are also part of one of the delegations, and we also came. It was the month of Ramadan, and we remained by Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to benefit from his company. And we should make food and feed one another, call the people, invite them for food, etc. And most of the time it was Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu who prepared the meals and called the people to his residence and invite the people to partake of the meals at his place. So on one occasion I thought to myself, why is it that only Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is getting the chance? Let me also take this opportunity. I will make something, I'll prepare something, and I'll invite the people to come to eat by my place. So I had food prepared. And thereafter I met Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu at the time of Isha, and I told him, oh Abu Hurairah, that tonight the meals, dawat, your invitation for meals is by my place. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu told him, asabaqtani, oh, so you have beat me to it now. I wanted to invite you, but you invited me. So nevertheless, he said, okay, he accepted the da'wat. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, once all of them are seated there now and they're partaking of the meals, shall I tell you something about you, O Ansar? Most of the Sahaba that were gathered there were from the Ansar, the Sahaba of Medina Munawwara. So then they said, yes, O Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, tell us something. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentioned the incident of the conquest of Makkah. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, it was the occasion of Fath Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarramah. But the Zubair radiallahu anhu sent, made him the Amir or the commander of one of the flanks of the army and told him that you go to this side and attack from this side. And Khalid radiallahu anhu was sent to the other side, the other flank of the army. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was put in charge of all those Sahaba ikram who did not have any armor. They were bare-chested, no armor, and says, you take the middle portion of the valley of Makkah Mukarramah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in his battalion, and the Quraysh, they had the low class and the riffraffs prepared that you go and face the Muslims. So how will you call it in Twitch term? The fodder. This is for the fodder for the enemy. If they
get killed, let them get killed. So the Quraysh send the riffraffs of the people, the low class people of Makkah Mukarramah, to fight against the Muslims. And what did they say? We'll put these people in front. If they win, alhamdulillah, then we will also be part of it. But if they die, if they get killed, then we'll have to give in to the demands of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll accept whatever he's got to say. We'll settle for peace. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallam is looking around, he saw me, and he called me. He said, "Oh Abu Huraira, come here." So I told, "Rabbayk ya Rasulullah." Nabi sallam told me, "Abu Huraira, gather all the Ansar, announce amongst the Ansar, and gather them. And only the Ansari must come to me, no one else. Only the Sahaba of Madina Munawwara, the Ansar, no one else I want them to come to me." So I went and made an announcement, I gathered the Ansar. And when they came, they surrounded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them that, "O Ansar, do you see these riffraffs of the Quraysh and whosoever is following them? That I want you to take charge of these people. Finish them off." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the action with his hand, mow them down. Uhsuduhum hasdan. After you finish them off, finish off all the Quraysh, then you meet me at Safa, at Mount Safa. When this news, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that I went to the Ansar, and the Ansar, they were doing a very, very good job. And the Quraysh, the riffraff of the Quraysh, could not protect themselves in any way. They were getting finished off left, right and center. Till Abu Sufyan comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, "Oh Rasulullah, what do you want? You want to finish off all the Quraysh? There will be no Quraysh left after today. You are finishing off the entire Quraysh tribe." So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Okay, man aghraqa babahu fahuwa amin. Whosoever goes inside his house and locks up the door, he will be in safety. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, he will be given amnesty and safety." So the people went inside the houses, they locked the doors. People went into the house of Abu Sufyan. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards the Hajr al-Aswad, made istilam of the Hajr al-Aswad, kissed the Hajr al-Aswad, then began making tawaf of the Ka'batullah. And in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a bow. And with this bow, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding one side of the bow. And as he's making tawaf, he comes across one idol by the side of the Baytullah, by the Kaaba Sharif. And the people used to worship this idol. So Nabi Sallam took his bow and poked this idol in the eye. And Nabi Sallam said, "Ja al-haqqu wa zahaqa al-batil, inna al-batila kana zahuqa." That verily truth, haqq has come and batil has perished, because batil is bound to perish. Then after making tawaf, Rasulullah Sallam came to Safa, Mount Safa. He climbed up the Mount of Safa till he could look at the Baytullah, lifted up his hands in dua, made the dhikr of Allah and made dua, and begged and cried in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst Rasulullah SAW was busy in this ibadat, the Ansar were standing at the bottom of Mount Safa, standing at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now among themselves they started talking, the Ansar. One telling the other, "أَمَّا الرَّجُلْ فَأَدْرَكَتْهُ رَغَبَةٌ فِي قَرْيَتِهِ وَرَأْفَةٌ بِعَشِيرَتِهِ." Because he saw what had happened now. That we were finishing off the Quraysh, till the Nabi Sallallahu put a stop to us. And then he told them, "Go into your houses now." And now, we see that Rasulullah SAW is in his original birthplace, his hometown, Makkah Mukarramah. Now the love of the original hometown has entered into his heart. And the love of his people has come into his heart. They were busy talking in this condition. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, wahi started coming down upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Revelation started. And when wahi used to come down, revelation used to come down, it should not be hidden from anyone. Everyone recognized now wahi is coming down, because that condition that should overtake Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whilst wahi, revelation was coming down, no one had the guts or the audacity to look Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the face. They could not lift up their eyes towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till the wahi was completed. When the revelation stopped, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his head. And then addressing the Ansar, Ya ma'ashar al-Ansar, Aqultum, did you say this? That now this man has entered his hometown, Makkah Mukarramah, his birthplace. The love of his birthplace and the softness for his people, his tribe, his clan, the Quraysh has entered into us. Did you say this? So Ansar said, قُلْنَا ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَنَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ admitted, yes, we said this. فَمَا إِسْمِي إِذَنْ كَلَّا إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ هَاجَرْتُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَيْكُمْ فَالْمَحْيَا مَحْيَاكُمْ وَالْمَمَاتُ مَمَاتُكُمْ. That what do you think? What is my name? I am Muhammad. I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the Rasul of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. I am the Rasul of Allah. That وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever I say is wahi from Allah. I do not do anything on my own. I have come to Makkah Mukarramah now. We have come on the command of Allah. Allah commanded us. It's not on my own accord. And Allah will not let me do anything upon to my own wish and my own desires. I made hijrat towards Allah. On the command of Allah, I made hijrat towards you. I migrated to you. My living is with you and my dying is with you. That I am a person of Madina Munawwara now. I will be coming back with you to Madina Munawwara. قال فأقبلوا إليه يبكون. All the Ansar, they started weeping and crying. One is out of happiness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to come back with us to Madina Munawwara. He's not going to remain in Makkah. And secondly, out of that shyness and that embarrassment and what they were talking, and it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via wahi, that this is what the Ansar are mentioning. ويقولون, and among themselves, the Ansar were saying, Wallahi, مَا قُلْنَا الَّذِي قُلْنَا إِلَّا ضِنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That whatever we said, it was not out of any bad thoughts regarding Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was that desire in our heart, that fear in our heart, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to remain in Makkah among his people, and he's not going to come and return with us back to Madina Munawwara. We want Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come back with us to Madina Munawwara. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that, O man, sir, inna Allah wa rasulahu yusaddiqanikum wa ya'dhiranikum. Verily Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know that you are speaking the truth, not out of any bad intentions you have mentioned this, and that whatever you have mentioned is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has overlooked it. And there you see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a lot of du'as for the Ansar. Allah maghfir lil Ansar wa li abna'i al Ansar wa li abna'i abna'i al Ansar wa fi riwayatin wa li azwaji al Ansar wa fi riwayatin wa li kana'i al Ansar wa fi riwayatin Allah maghfir lil Ansar wa li dharari al Ansar wa li dharai dharariihim wa jiranihim wa fi riwayatin قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للأنصار ولأبناء الأنصار ولموالي الأنصار. So many different du'as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for the Ansar. Allah forgive the Ansar. Allah forgive the children of the Ansar. Allah forgive the children of the children of the Ansar. Allah forgive the wives of the Ansar. Allah forgive the women of the Ansar. O Allah, forgive the Ansar, the progenies of the Ansar, and the progeny of the progenies of the Ansar. O Allah, forgive the neighbors of the Ansar. O Allah, forgive the Ansar, the children of the Ansar, the friends of the Ansar, the freed slaves of the Ansar. O Allah, forgive all the Ansar. So many different du'as have been made for the Ansar. My respected elders and dear brothers, when the Ansar put everything forward in helping the deen of Allah, see what izzat and what honor Allah granted them. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he remained amongst them. So if all the people take that difficult the easy path on in a valley, and the Ansar take that mountain path, the difficult one, or take the path of the Ansar. Other people are like my outer clothing, the Ansar are like my inner clothing. They are very close to me. How did they achieve this? When they made Nusrat of the Deen of Allah. There's two groups amongst the Ummah, the Muhajirin or the Ansar. Alhamdulillah, many, many Jamaats are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shukar. Nearly every masjid has got Jamaats. And the responsibility of every person of every masjid, how we can make Nusrat of these Jamaats. Nabi Sassam had mentioned something to the effect, a time will come when people will come to learn the Deen from you. So welcome them. Welcome them and istawsu bihim khayra. Teach them the Deen. Look after them. And look up, and I'm making my wasiyah to you that you treat them very, very well. One is we feed them, we look after them, we care for them, see to their needs, etc. And with that, we see amongst the Jamaat, sometimes new people will come. Someone may not know Surah Fatiha, but in our masjid we know someone has no Surah Fatiha. How we can sit with that brother and teach him Surah Fatiha in our masjid. The rest of his life, that person who reads Surah Fatiha will get the thawab of it. Sit with the Jamaat, spend time with the Jamaat. The learning and teaching will be taking place in our masajid. The taking the Jamaat out for gush, meeting other people. One person is met for the sake of Allah. The Jamaat's time is valuable. How happy won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get? So we become the Ansar, the helpers of the Deen of Allah. Those that are out in the path of Allah, they have made hijrah, they have sacrificed, they have the comforts of their homes, etc. They are out in the path of Allah. And we, the who are not out in the path of Allah, we are at home, and we can make nusrat of all these jamaats. And inshallah, the barakat of hijrat and nusrat, the noor of hidayat spread far and wide. When hijrat and nusrat will combine, Allah will spread hidayat. Our deen spread from Madina Munawara to the four corners of the world. Today we see that our deen is spreading, my dear brothers. People are thirsty for deen. People are looking for a way of life. So much effort is being made to attack deen, attack Islam, attack the Muslims, etc. But when the effort of hijrat and nusrat will take place, we see how Allah will spread the winds of hidayat. Occasion of Fath Makkah. Before that, was how much bloodshed, how much enmity between the Quraysh, the Kufar and the Muslims, etc. But we see in the short period after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, how many people entered in the fold of Islam. In the occasion of Fath Makkah, how many people entered into the fold of Islam? Hazrat Hinda, she was the one that had Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu killed. His body cut open, chewed the liver, the heart, etc. But she also accepted Islam on that night of Fath Makkah. Because she says that what was the thing that spurred her on or encouraged her to accept the Deen of Allah? She says that I did not see anyone being worshipped or anyone worshipping Allah like how they worshipped Allah on that night of Fath Makkah. Generally, when an army conquers, this bloodshed, drinking, music, dancing, all that happens. Killing, looting, all that happens. But when the people of Iman entered Makkah Mukarramah victoriously, tawaf, salat, tilawat of the Quran, sujood, dhikr, dua, crying in front of Allah. She says, on that night I was hiding behind the walls and watching the whole scenario in front of me. And I did not see Allah being worshipped as I saw him on that night, but I saw how Allah was being worshipped on that night, fulfilling the rites of haqqul ibadah, fulfilling the rites of ibadah. And that may soften the heart, and she accepted Islam, came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to accept the Deen of Allah. So even the hard-hearted people, Allah Pak give them hidayat also, inshallah. So let us make nusrat of all the jamaats that are coming to our localities. We also will come out in the path of Allah. If you are not out in the path of Allah, you should be making nusrat of the jamaats, inshallah. Ikram of the jamaats, feeding the jamaats also, looking after the jamaats, taking them out for gush also, sitting with them, learning and teaching
the Jamaat, etc. Allah Pak accept everyone and make it a means of hidayat for us also, our progenies also, inshallah. Because we do not know what will be the condition of our progenies in future. At the rate the fitnas are coming, my respected elders and dear brothers, there's no guarantee that deen would remain in the person's progeny. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was leaving his family in Makkah, Mukarramah, and going away, one of the du'as he made was, Junubni wa baniya na'bud al-aslam. Allah Pak, protect me and my progeny from worshipping idols. There's no guarantee. But here we see the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak, forgive those that have the deen of Allah. Allah Pak, forgive the children of those that have the deen of Allah. Allah Pak, forgive the children of the children of those that have the deen of Allah. Allah, protect the generations and forgive the generations of those that have the deen of Allah. So it's a very beautiful prescription that if you want deen to remain in our progenies, making nusrat of those that are out in the path of Allah. Everyone will try, inshallah. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. So the amal of the night, that we try to sleep in a sunnah tariqah, keeping the adab of the masjid in mind, putting something on the floor, on the musalla, not sleeping just like that, on the bare carpet like that. So our du'as before sleeping, try to sleep in a state of wudu, with the niyat of itikaf in the masjid, with the niyat of getting up for tahajjud salat. The amal of the night is tahajjud, tilawat, tasbihat, tadarru', du'a, tilawat of the Qur'an. These are the amal of the night. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum min layla illa qalila. Tahajjud at night. Wadhkur isma rabbik. I'm making dhikr at the time of tahajjud. Warattilil Qur'an tartila. Making tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif at the time of tahajjud. Watabattal ilayhi tabatila. Tadarru and crying and making dua in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the amal that Allah Pak tells us in Surah Al-Muzzammil, the amal of the night. One is during the day, inna laka fi nahari sabhan tawila. Making effort amongst the people, swimming amongst the people, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the effort of the night, how we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us will try, inshallah. Even now when you go for meals also, you have to keep all these sunnats in mind. Wash our hands before eating. Recite Bismillah, eat in front of us, do not waste anything. If anything falls on the dasturkhan, pick it up and eat it. Do not let it go to waste. Don't let any foodstuff go into the bin or in the trash. That person who throws food away or wastes, this is inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his ni'mat away from us and shows us poverty. Allah Pak protect all of us. And after eating, we read the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat, inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make amal. Tahajjud ends at 3:15. I try to get up for tahajjud, time ends at 3:15, inshallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Rabbana waj'alna muslimin lak. ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.